Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be very low, with the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux having dropped to 74 and the daily equivalent sunspot number down to 11. These numbers are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, meaning that long-haul multi-hop propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 13 MHz will continue to be unreliable. Here in Melbourne, there has been good reception on 7 and 9 MHz in our sunrise periods from Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East and the Americas. This summary indicates notable occupancies in the period 1900 to 1930 on a recent monitoring research project. 41 metres, 7295, China Radio International from Kashi in English. 7365, China, another China Radio International frequency from Beijing. In Portuguese. 7375, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 7455, France, new frequency for Radio Dengue, Kurdistan, from Isidem, that's the relay station there, in Kurdish. 31 metres, 9275, USA, WMLK in English. 9475 USA, WTWW in English. And 9825 England, Radio Darfur via the Wolverton relay station, broadcasting in Sudanese. 9895 Radio Taiwan International from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE in French. And 9980 USA, the Overcomer Ministry from WWCR transmitter in English. So quite good reception there in our morning periods in the 41 and 31 metre bands between 1900 and 1930. Now, additional to those observations, there is another small summary taken of the 25 metre band, also between 1900 and 1930. 12040, the Voice of America from Udorn in Thailand, the relay station there in Tigrinya, broadcasting to Africa. 11930, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic, also using 11820. And 11900, the Voice of America from Dubai in the UAE, another frequency for the Tigrinya service. And 11670, All Into Your Radio in English. 11615, Radio Darfur, another frequency from Udorn in Thailand, with broadcasts in Sudanese. And 11860, Radio Sana, relaying the medium or the domestic service of the Yemeni radio from relay transmitter in Saudi Arabia. And 12160 WWCR, top end of the band in English. So 25 metre band, also quite good, 1900 to 1930. Now some international shortwave broadcasting news. First of all, the station at Madagascar World Voice, the religious broadcasting station, been noted recently by monitors in Europe with only one transmitter. It normally uses two transmitters. schedule seems to be 1800 to 1900 on 9570, or another frequency 17640, and 2000 to 2100, the frequency noted is 11945, and 2000 to 2100, another frequency 17640. So other frequencies which may be used by the station in that general time period, that's 1800 to 2200, include 9495, 11945, and 13710. Now, WMLK, which we mentioned a moment ago, reception of this station has been noted in Europe. The station is known as Radio Assemblies of Yahweh, using 9275. The schedule reported in Europe is 1700 to 2200 in English, to Western Europe, 250 kilowatts with antenna directivity 53 degrees. That's 53 degrees. The German-based professional bookseller and research organisation Klingenfuss Publications has just released its latest books and products for the year of 2017. The company offers up-to-date frequency schedule and digital data code information for users of powerful new software-defined radios, SDRs, combined with professional digital data decoders such as PLATH and WaveCom. Probably the most important general purpose product from Klingenfuss Publications is the 2017 Shortwave Frequency Guide. It has 370 pages with 13,800 entries, with all broadcast and professional utility stations worldwide. The latest schedules for 2017, clearly arranged and really user-friendly. This is the 21st edition. A parallel publication is the 2017 Super Frequency List on compact disc. This has 4,900 shortwave broadcast frequencies, 8,800 frequencies of utility radio stations, plus 23,700 formerly active frequencies, as well as 460 new digital data decoder screenshots. This is the 23rd edition. And the Guide to Utility Radio Stations. This is, comes out every 2 years. This is the 2017 to 2018 publication. 550 pages, 8,800 frequencies, and hundreds of data and software-defined radio screenshots. Frequencies, stations, call signs, codes, abbreviations, meteorological, navtex, and press schedules, and much more. This is the 29th edition. And another publication of interest is the Radio Data Code Manual. This is 600 pages. Digital data transmission on high frequency, military modem standards, meteorological and aeronautical codes, and Unicode. Hundreds of screenshots. It's used by radio monitoring services worldwide. This is the 18th edition. And modulation types on four compact discs. This is another new product from Klingenfuss Publications. Has a total of 194 recordings from VLF to SHF. That's very low frequency to super high frequency. Ideal for tuning practice and professional radio monitoring. So those are some of the products, the main products just released from the Klingenfuss Publications organisation in Germany. And the super frequency list on compact disc, this is 23. The company says this is actually the only CD worldwide that includes the latest clandestine domestic and international shortwave broadcasting schedules, as well as the most up-to-date professional utility frequency list available worldwide. So this superb software has again been completely revised. It runs on all PCs with Windows. Whether international radio listener, a business person or a tourist travelling worldwide, a professional monitoring service or circumnavigator sailing around the globe, this is the way. Just a few keystrokes and Klingenfuss says you have it all. So, Flink and Fuss Publications. The address can be found from a Google search on the internet. Vietnam. European monitors report reception of the Voice of Vietnam's home service on the nominal frequency of 9635. Station has been heard in Europe between 0900 and 0930 with 100 kilowatts broadcasting on 145 degrees to Southeast Asia. The frequency has been nominally, or has been broadcast using 9635.8. So it appears that it may have been a technical adjustment made at the station to bring the frequency into line with international broadcasting arrangement. So it's actually on 9635.0. 0900 and 0930. It's also been heard here in Melbourne recently between 2200 and 2300 during the daytime or the morning service. It signs on at 2200. Now that's the Voice of Vietnam on 9635.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Thank you.